Friday, the 8th of December, third day Hanukkah, Erev Shabbat, Parshas Niketz, Rabbi Mendy Bude, insights into Parshas Niketz and Hanukkah.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Shus, the more of the Asher Shlita. Shus, the Me'aganim of Peraway. Thank you very much for letting me have the kibbutz of speaking. I'm speaking in Yonei Kasha and a little bit in Yonei Hanukkah as well. This week's Sedra, as we know, is Parshas Miketz. And Parshas Miketz is intrinsically bound with Hanukkah simply because of the fact that it always falls out in Hanukkah time. However, there are certain remozim in the Parsha for Hanukkah, which I'll point out to you, just purely by way of remez, and then we'll perhaps discuss it a little bit slightly deeper. The pasuk starts by Himiketz Shenosayim Yomim. So many of you know that Shenosayim, the osius of Shenosayim, is Notrikin, is the initials of Shenosayim, are Shmoino Ner Tavlik Yamin Mezuzah. You take the first letters of Shenosayim, you actually find within those words summarized very succinctly all the Hilchos Hanukkah. On the left hand side, opposite the door, you light the Ner, and on the right hand side is the Mezuzah. Shmoino Ner Tavlik, for eight days you light the candles, Yamin Mezuzah. Another remez that I saw in the word Shenosayim as well, which is from the Imre Shefer, not the Imre Shefer of Shlomo Kliga, but of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maharam Chalava. He says the word Shenosayim is a reference to, again, also Natrikin, taking the initial letters, Smoil Ner Tonuach. You put the Ner on the left-hand side, and again, Yamin Mezuzah. The Baal HaTurim points out, in the beginning of the Parsha, the Baal HaTurim points out where Yosef has his dream. The Baal HaTurim says, Vayishon vayacholim shemes v'nei sheva shibolim oilois v'kona echot. The sheva shibolim, the seven sheaves, came v'kona echot, came in one stem. And the Baal HaTurim says, v'kona echot, it says gimel b'masoira, it says it's three times in the Torah, twice in this Parsha, once when Pare has the chulim, and once when Pare has his conversation with Yosef, and the third time is, of course, by Menorah. Menorah is also Kona Echot. Menorah has to be in one stem. And I saw a nice explanation of the connection between the Kona Echot and the Menorah, that the connection is quite apart from the coincidence of a Masaira, is very beautiful, and that is that the Kona Echot is a reference to the Sheva Yimei Sheva Shnei Soiva, the 7 years of satisfaction, the 7 years of plenty. And they came Bekona Echot, they came together without any hefsek. There wasn't ups and downs, recession, boom and recession, was Bekona Echot, came all in one. Who are then the Hanukkah, the Menorah, which is a reference, Harogil B'ner, Havin Lo Bonim, Tamid Chachomim, the Bekona Echot. If a person is zeicher to have the Ner Menorah, then he is zeicher to have Tova B'li Hefsek. The final remez I want to refer you to, which I'm not going to explain the significance of the remez, is just a beautiful posuk later on, where Yosef and posuk Pasha Mem Gimel posuk Tezayin, where Yosef invites the brothers are invited to the Suda. And the Pasuk says as well, Pasha Mem Gimel Pasuk Yud Pasuk Tezayin, the Pasuk says, Vaya Yosef Itam as Bin Yomin, Vayim El Asher Al Beisro, Hoveyas Hanoshim Al Beisro, Utvoyach Tevach Vahochein. He said, make a Suda. And within the words Utvoyach Tevach Vahochein is again a beautiful remez for Hanukkah. Because if you take the words Utvoyach Tevach, and you work out the gematria of Utvoyach Tevach, the gematria, the numerical value of Utvoyach Tevach, is 44. Vov is 6, Tes is 9, Beis is 2, Ches is 8, Tes is 9, Beis is 2, and Ches is 8, and if you add them all together in your internal hard drives, you'll see that you get 44, because you know, of course, that there are 44 Neros on Hanukkah. And not only that, if you take the letter of the Ches of Tevach and the next word of Vahochem, and you put the words together, you have Mamish the Osius of Hanukkah. So there are numerous Ramozim within this week's Parsha to Hanukkah. I'd like to perhaps discuss the connection between Hanukkah and the Menorah. And I want to start with a very famous Beis Halevi. The Medrash says that Yosef HaTzadik was criticized. Yosef HaTzadik was criticized. Why was he criticized? Because he placed his faith in a human being rather than placing his faith in Hashem. And the Medrash says, famous Medrash, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Parsha Mem, Ashrei Hagever Asher Som Hashem Miftachoi. Wonderful is to the person who places in Hashem his bitochim, his faith, his belief, Zeh Yosef. That's a reference to Yosef. Yosef was the ideal person. You want to have a specific example of the person who has bitochon without any limit. That is Yosef HaTzadik. The pasuk carries on. V'loipono el rohovim v'sotei chozov. And that such person is not such a person who turns to balei gava. Rohovim literally means balei gava. V'sotei chozov, those people who speak. Those people who speak Lashon Hara, who speak lies, and the Apostle says it's again a reference to Yosef HaTzadik. Why? Because Yosef placed his faith in the Sa'ah HaMashkim, and he said, Ki erzachatani, v'skatani yitcho. So the contradiction is really obvious. And the contradiction is, on the one hand, we are pointing out that Yosef HaTzadik is the arch Baal Bitochen, and yet in the very same breath, the very same sentence, we're criticizing Yosef for his absence of Bitochen. A Pliya, Tzuma, and many, many Mephoshim speak about it. But I'd like to speak about it with the Yesod of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says a very beautiful vot, which Be'emes is a message to all of us in our daily lives. And that is as follows. Hashem has created a system in the world. The system in the world is that if we want to have a panosa, we want to earn, then we have to work. By working, we have to do something that's called ishtadlus. Ishtadlus means we have to make our efforts to work, we have to go out to work, and through work, L'chaira, Hashem Yisborach, gives us our panosa. Yet if we think a little bit deeper, and it's something that perhaps we should think about every day, if we think a little bit deeper, there is, to a certain extent, a lack of emuna and bitochen in Hashem Yisborach. Surely, we should place all our faith in Hashem Yisborach, and let Hashem Yisborach look after us. Why should it be me who creates my panosa? I've got Hashem Yisborach, I've got emuna, I've got bitochon. The Beis Halevi says that the opposite of hishtadlus is bitochon. A person who has bitochon does not need hishtadlus. And he says it's a sliding scale. If I understand what he says. He says it's a sliding scale. In other words, the greater bitochen the person has, of a bitochen doesn't mean just saying, yeah, chob bitochen, the bone shall be alright. It means seriously, deep down in one's heart. The greater bitochen, the greater level that a person is at, the less ishtadlus he needs to do. The less bitochen he has, the more ishtadlus he'll need to do. And the avoda of a person throughout his life Of course, Hashem is Baruch has said we have to go to work. The pasuk says, "Overacho b'chol asher ta'aseh." You have to go. You have to b'chol asher ta'aseh. Sheishas yomim, you need to work. The pasuk says, "V'asafta b'koncha," you need to go and work. It doesn't say somebody else. But the greater bitochen that a person has, the less the hishtadlus. And so it goes. And so it goes up and down. That's the klal of the. That's the klal of the. That's the klal of the Beis Halevi. You see it, for example, in Chazal, where you find Rav Shimon Bar Yochai could sit in a cave for many years and have all his food and all his panosah. He didn't go hungry without a single effort of work. Without any effort at all. Why? Why could he do that? The pshat is because his bitochen was at such a high level. He'd reached the stage where he didn't need any hishtadlus. However, many people try to do like that. However, not many people. Not many of us are zeicha to come to that madrega. Rabbi say. Yosef HaTzadik had reached the top level of Bitochen, says the Beis Halevi. Yosef HaTzadik had reached the highest level. And what's Bitochen? The Ikka Bitochen, what does Bitochen really mean? It means, and I'm you quoting now the words of the Beis Halevi, the Ikka Bitochen are Hashkotas Ruchai V'Libai. His heart, his spirit and his heart is completely relaxed. He has got no dagas at all. Lahashlich al Hashem Yehovah. That he puts on Hashem his faith absolutely and totally. So it's all very well for us, I say for us, for me, to go out of here and say, yeah, Hashem was Baruch. Do we believe it? That is a madriga. G'dayla ma'od, who had reached that madrega? That madrega was reached by Yosef HaTzadik. So the Beis Halevi now very beautiful. Since he had reached that madrega, Yosef HaTzadik now did not need any more to do any hishtadlus, or perhaps possibly the minimal hishtadlus. He's criticized for saying Zachatani twice to the Sa'am Hashem. Yosef HaTzadik didn't need to. So the Beis Halevi that I wouldn't necessarily call it onesh, but the payment for somebody who does too much ishtadlus is that the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, fine, you do so much ishtadlus, then you'd have to need to work harder. You wouldn't have needed to. He goes, we understand very well. So the Beis Halevi, the Medrash we start with. Yosef HaTzadik didn't need any ishtadlus. Or possibly he needed the minimal ishtadlus. Ashrei hakeva she'son Hashem irtzachoi. Yosef then said to the Sa'am Hamashkim, the shaitet, this goy, this rosha, as we know, he really wanted to put down Yosef. He hated Yosef. It was against all his instincts to go to Paray and tell him there's a man sitting in prison who can interpret your dream. And he went and he put his faith in him. And he went and he said, Kim Zachatani, then it's Pono al Rehoven. Then it's a criticism of Yosef at his level that he should go and put his faith into the Sa'am Mashkin. So the Medrash is beautiful Mavua. We understand Yosef HaTzadik, and we understand perfectly, I hope, the criticism. It's not for us, Chalila. For us to criticize Yosef HaTzadik, but at least we understand we have an approach to the criticism of Yosef HaTzadik, and within that you see as well the godless of Yosef HaTzadik as well. The Beis Halevi himself says at the end of Parshas Vayetze a beautiful lot. The Beis Halevi says Yaakov was exactly the same. The Medrash says that when Yaakov Avinu left his house, he was very worried. He was going to find a wife, and Ezri me Mashem, Ezri me Loshen, me'ayin yovoy Ezri, Ezek connected, Ezri Miloshin Ezra Kenegra. He's looking for a wife. And since Eliezer came laden with all the riches of the world, I'm coming with nothing. And he was worried. Where is it going to come from? He knew everything comes from Hashem. And then the Beis HaLevi, beautiful, that he felt even worry. B'tochen is not only the knowledge that Hashem will support, but even worrying, where is it going to come from? That itself is a criticism. You shouldn't even think where it's going to come from. Ezri Mem Hashem, Oisei Shemayim Ba'oretz. Yosef and Yaakov, we know, had parallel lives. So just like Yaakov had reached this level of Emunah, so also Yosef reached the level of Emunah. But Rabbi Yosei, we shouldn't make a mistake. We shouldn't think that because certain people are not at the level of Yosef's Bitochan and they need the Hishtadlus, that it is the Hishtadlus that creates the Panosa. Because I worked harder, I get the Panosa. That's a terrible mistake to make. Cholila, chas v'cholila, that we should think such a thing. Because I work harder, I get more money. Because I work harder, I have a greater panosa. Chas v'sholem. That is merely the levush in which Hashem Yisborach has created the world. Hashem Yisborach has created a world of teva. A world where Hashem Yisborach wants that the world should work with a system. And through that system, through that hidden system, we should be zoicha to see openly Hashem. That's why the world is called Olam. Olam is Miloshan, hidden. Helam. The world is hidden. With the Rabbeinu Shloilam, anybody who thinks that it's as a result of my hishtadlus I get money, is absolute rubbish. We all know that the Rabbeinu Shloilam sends our panasa. Unfortunately, those of us who aren't at the highest madrega remain within the levush of teva, and therefore are not zoicha necessarily for things to happen shaloyeli there derech teva. But we must always remember, Rabbi say, that teva, what happens in nature, I move my finger, is just as big a net as kriyas yamsuf, except it's cloaked in the levush of teva. It's cloaked in the system with which Hashem was born, created the world. But anybody who believes that I move my little finger without Hashem's will, without Hashgacha, Prophet Rabbeinu Shlomo, Ken is making a mistake. That's merely the levush in which Hashem has created the world. With that hakdama, I'd like to turn to Embemesis. The Beis HaLevi says in a different place as well, also in this week's Sedra, the Beis HaLevi says, as though we understand very well, he says, the Hemshech of the Pasha. A person who will perhaps ask a child, tell me the story of this, etc., say, oh, Pare had a dream, Yosef was let out of prison, and the whole Hishtalshalus came from that. But it's wrong. The Seder doesn't start like that. The Seder starts when Hashem was ready. Vahi Nikates Shemassah. If you think about it, in the relevance of Paro's dream, it's not relevant that it was at the end of 2 years, it was 2 years later. Mm-hmm. Totally irrelevant. It should say, Paro dreamt, and he called the and Vahim Ekechachem, when Hashem is ready. It looks at first sight like it's Teva, but everything is Aliday Hashem is Barach. Obazai, Rabbi Say, let's turn, if that's the lesson of this week's Sedra. The lesson of this week's Sedra is that Teva is also Nes. If that's the lesson of this week's Sedra, we can perhaps turn to Mitzvah Hanukkah. There's a very short maral, but a beautiful maral, which perhaps explains the Yesod of how of the Nes of Hanukkah. The emes is, the maral asks a very big question. Every day we daven, and when we daven, we give thanks to Rabbeinu Shlomo. In the Brocha of Hodor, we speak about the Nisim of Hanukkah. If we look carefully at Allah Nisim and B'mei Matisyo, you'll find, Rabbi Yosei, that there is hardly any mention of the Nair of the mitz, of the Nais of Hanukkah, of the miracle of Hanukkah. This it may matter Shiel Ben Yerushalem, Rav Post Rivon, Rav Post Dino, etc. And we came into the Beis Hamikdash. At the end it says, Vidliku Neirois Bachatrois Kachecha. And it's debatable if that's even referring to lighting the menorah, because they didn't light the menorah, Neirois Bachatrois Kachecha. The menorah was built not within the chot in the courtyard, the menorah was built within the Beis Hamikdash. No mention of Hanukkah. No mention of the menorah. Yet surely the Ikka mitzvah of the Ikka commemoration of Hanukkah is the menorah. Zot the Maral, a beautiful vot. And then, if we think about it, if we're explaining them, it's the same vot as we've just been saying. The Maral says, there's no doubt whatsoever that the celebration, the Ikka celebration and Nitzochon of Hanukkah, was the fact that the Yevonim tried to destroy Klal Yisrael, both in terms, but both spiritually and physically. The fact they came into the Beis HaMikdash, the fact that they came in and they defiled the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a battle royal. And there was a battle between the outnumbered Tzaddikim and the Rishoyim, the Rabbi Mir Natan, the Tnayim Biyat Horeb. And Baruch Hashem, we were successful in the battle. Machloitis Rambam and other Rishoyim, if it was on the 25th of Kislev or the 24th of Kislev, we're not going into that now, but it was a battle and we won the battle. That is why we commemorate Hanukkah. However, there's a problem here. And the problem is that as years pass, time passes, a person may say, you know why we won the battle? We won the battle because we had a greater and better military capability. We made a surprise attack, we had a better general, they were fools, they were stupid, they weren't trained. A person might, over the years, come to see the result of the battle as a tether, as something natural which we managed to do. I'm not Cholila going into politics, but we've all seen in our lifetimes Nisim Geluyim in Eretz Yisrael. Yet there are people who say it's because we've got a very good army. Of course we've got a good army. They should be Matzliach and they should be Gezint and they should have Chanosa and every and they should be and Cholila. But it's not the army, it's the Bnei Shlaila. If we are Maminim, if we really believe. So the Ribbono Shel Olam had got the morale, had to make such a miracle, which nobody could deny, saying it's a brilliant general, or it's a brilliant scientist, or brilliant engineer. And once you see a miracle which nobody can deny, the Hashgokha process of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then through that, you realize that when you had your victory, that was because also of Hashem Yisborach. Because just like you see that Hashem Yisborach makes a menorah, which only has fuel, can you imagine if we'd be lucky enough in these days of heavy petrol prices to be able to run a car, a tank load of petrol, and able to drive 8 tank loads? We'd be millionaires, but you can't do it because we can't make miracles. The Ribbono Shel Olam made the miracle. The Ribbono Shel Olam made the Nes Hanukkah. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, I'll show you the Nes. And now you see that Nes, that will remain with you as your aid memoir, almost. That the Nitzokhan was also, Rabbi Yisai, was also a Nes Meis Hashem Yisborach. It turns out that the Nes of Hanukkah, the menorah, is really subsidiary. The main victory is what we thank Hashem Yisborach for in davening, Avada. The menorah was merely there as the trigger for us to realize that everything the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us is Nes. And the emes is, this is the emes of the Feirish Rambam, famous Rambam, at the end of Parshas Bo, one of the most famous Rambans. The Ramban says, the Ramban explains, why does the Ribbono Shel'olam make Nisim? Says the Ramban, and look it up afterwards, Mitzchoich HaNisim HaGidolim HaMefusomim of Ramoida B'Nisim HaNistorim. The Ramban says it's Seish. The purpose of a Nes, of a Pisum, of a big Nes Mefusom, is of Ramoida B'Nisim HaNistorim. I deserve it, that a completely different outlook on Hanukkah. The menorah is, of course, the main part of the mitzvah Hanukkah, because that's the trigger through which we see Hashkafas Hashem. Aber l'masa, it teaches us that everything is Hashem. Moving a little finger is also Hashem, as we saw in this week's parsha. See there, so the Chasam Sofer. Is for instance the famous place of Suskasha. It wouldn't be right if we give a Torah away during Hanukkah and we don't answer the Beis Yosef Suskasha. So the Chasam Sofer, beautiful. What was the Beis Yosef's famous Kasha? Famous is its earlier Kasha. If you look in Rishonim, you'll find it in the Meiri already, and perhaps in other Rishonim as well. But it's known as the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Beis Yosef asks, why do we have a Nes Hanukkah for 8 days? We should only have a Nes Hanukkah for 7 days, because it would have lit anyway by itself without the need for a Nes. So the Chasam Sofer, you're missing the whole point. On the contrary, the whole point of Hanukkah is to teach you that a candle lights is because it's the Nes of Hashem. Tema is also Nes. That's the whole point of Hanukkah. If you only make Hanukkah for 7 days, it's oh, the other day's not a Nes. You're missing the whole point. Forget, Zokter. The main point of the extra day is so you should see that Teva is also Nes. So that we understand the reason why by Hanukkah, we're running out of time, why by Hanukkah you see an inyan of Pisume Nisi. You see such a mitzvah, inyan of Pisume Nisa, by other mitzvahs so much as you have by Hanukkah. Because by Hanukkah, the point is we want you to see and understand the Nes. And Mitoich HaNisim Hamas Usomim, says the Ramban. We have to be Mephas. That's also why you see a unique thing by Mitzvah Hanukkah. By Mitzvah Hanukkah is an Ian of Horoya, somebody who sees. If I go to your house tonight and you invite me and I see you eat challah, I can't make a brocha. I see you make Kiddush and you're not mitzi me, I might be very hungry, but garnished. By Hanukkah, Roya Ne Hanukkah, you make a brocha. Rabbi say, I just want to finish off with one very beautiful vot, which is completely unconnected to what we just said, but I like the vot so much, I want to say it over, and then I want to just finish with one final comment, if I may. I want to finish with a beautiful vot. If we look very carefully, when Paro told his dream over to Yosef HaTzadik, when Paro had the dream, it said that Paro was Oimed Al Hayah'ayah, he was standing on the river. However, when Paro told over the dream, I heard somebody saying it in a breath, Paro changed it slightly. Hilini Oimed Al Sfas Hayah'ayah. So, the kash is, why did Paro change it? Zok the Chasam Sofer, the reason why Paro changed it is because a person never sees in a dream something that's completely, totally impossible. An elephant going through, he says, the whole of an eagle. You don't see it. So he thought, if he'd say, I'm standing on the river, Yosef will never believe him. Abba, the Kasha, has asked, why did Paro believe Yosef? He had so many different explanations. And Yosef's explanation he accepted, and nobody else's explanation. The Teretz is, because Yosef said to him, I'll tell you Pshat in the whole dream, but I can't tell you Pshat in the word Sfas. I don't know. I thought, oh, this man must really know what he's talking about, because he must know that when I told him over, I was, oi, so thus is the Pasuk, I can hear you saying it over, it's about to repeat, we said it in the Yom yesterday, the Pasuk says, Eidus v'yahoysef somo, what was the Eidus in Yosef, that Rabbeinu Shlomo put in, but says Eletz Yisrael that made him king, why? Because he said, Sfas lo yodati eshma, I can't explain the meaning of the word Sfas, Sfas lo yodati eshma. So what the Velt says, the Pallas Yosef brings down the Velt, I don't know in whose name. I just want to finish with one thing, the next 25 seconds or so. When the Torah Way was advertised my speech is Rabbi Mendy Butte. I haven't got any smicha at all. It's absolute nonsense. But I want to tell you a story of the Chofetz Chaim and Rav Chaim Oizer. The Chofetz Chaim wanted a meeting with Maskilim. And believe it or not, the Maskilim didn't want to speak to him. Why? He said, you haven't got smicha. Imagine. Chofetz Chaim, there's the whole Mishnah Brura. They don't want to speak to him. When Rav Chaim Oizer heard the story, Rav Chaim Oizer sent a telegram, Yoyra, Yoyra, Yodin, Yodin. Somebody asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, how come that people today use the term rabbi so even if they haven't got smicha? So the Chofetz Chaim would say that the pre-war days, people went around with the name of rabbi, it was a sheker. Of a Rav Chaim Oizer, the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, in today's generation, we know that that certainly many people who call themselves rabbis aren't real rabbis, and therefore there's no question of a misrepresentation, and therefore you don't need to worry, and therefore you can call yourself rabbi. I wish you all a happy Hanukkah, good Shabbos, thank you very much.